Genesis 1:26, we're in the image. Now we've been talking about the three measures, rest, the lily's grace, tree of life, and love of the Father. If you obtain any of those, your life is going to completely transform. If you obtain all three, well, you're going to be a machine. Amen? It's not just the obtaining of it, it's the continuing with it. Amen? I love the change God brings, but if I don't take my change and keep it next to Him, it doesn't keep multiplying. Amen? The whole thing about the kingdom of God is staying next to Him. Amen? Look at Genesis 1. And God said, let us make man in our image. It's taken me, 30 years to understand what that word image means. I'm beginning to understand there's the image and then there's dominion. And where there's dominion, there's multiplication. There's increase. Amen? You cannot have dominion without the image. It says, after our likeness. You can't really see fully what that image was because it never had time to develop. They fell about as soon as God gave it to them, you know. They didn't last very long. And because they fell, it says, let us have dominion. So God created man in his own image. In the image of God created he him. And so when God gave that image to man and man fell, what's the first thing that happened? They hid themselves. They were afraid. They hid. And covered themselves because they lost immediately when sin came in and entered the human race. They lost the image. And when they did, fear entered, separation entered, unworthiness entered, and they began hiding from God as opposed to abiding with God. That was the problem. And it remains the problem. And until that gets restored, you won't see the dominion restore. Everyone has, you know, we have dominion churches, dominion conferences. We shout the dominion. We confess the dominion. But dominion is going to restore with the image. So man lives in this state for 4,000 years. God anoints them. But nobody had been born in that image for 4,000 years. Nobody obtained that image. Even all the great men of faith of the Old Testament, nobody had obtained that image. And then we see God brings, I like it, he doesn't say the second Adam, he brings what? The last Adam. And when he brings the last Adam on the scene, he brings him and declares him to be the Christ, right? But he declares him to be the image. He was the express image of what Adam lost. So if you want to know what Adam's image was, all you have to do is look at Christ. He was that image. He is the image. Praise God. What's the first thing said about him? And John 1. In the beginning was the Word. Word was God. Word was with God. Same was in the beginning with God. All things were made by Him. Without Him was not anything made. And then verse 4, watch this. In Him was life. Nobody had that life since Adam. Nobody was born with it. Couldn't obtain it. Abraham and David obtained the operation through what was accounted righteousness. They transcended the dispensation they were in. They got to operate like us. Because they could see into it and their faith reached over. But they weren't born in that life. Here, we see he's born and all of a sudden the image in which man was created in is now walking in the earth. It's walking among men. It says, we beheld his glory. How did he say it down here in this chapter? He says, and the Word was made flesh. The image was made flesh again and dwelt among us. Now, the image of God. Watch this. And we beheld his glory. The glory of the only begotten Son of the Father, the image, full of grace and truth. And then verse 6, he said, of his fullness we have all received grace upon grace. So here this image has been restored. And we get born again into this when we come and get translated out of darkness into this marvelous light. Amen? Our soul doesn't move over. Our body doesn't move over. But our spirit moves into the image of God. You are not a sinner saved by grace. You were a sinner. You were saved. You're no longer a sinner. You're a son now. Positionally, your spirit's been formed and forged in the image of God. Now, God did something remarkable. Your soul hadn't come over yet, although some things when we're born again break off and other things don't. You know, certain addictions will break off, certain will stay because that requires a transformation. Your body doesn't get saved. I don't know if you know that or not. But the body can undergo some restoration if you know where to put it. You're going to have to know where to put your body if you want to reverse things. You're going to have to get it somewhere. But God has a plan for everybody. Amen? He has a plan for spirit, soul, and body. And God, if you're writing down notes, does not deviate from his plan. His plan was to live with man in the garden, and he's going to do that. He's going to live with us in the garden. And man is going to walk in the image of God. Amen. And then we will have dominion. We're trying to get God to set dominion on an old image, a fallen image. Now, God has a plan, since we have to grow up, of what I call the Corinthian church model, where you see the gifts, callings, administrations, and all of that, and as severally as the Holy Spirit wills, that God will actually anoint you while you are growing, while you are misbehaving, while you are an orphan. He will anoint you. He will bypass your flesh, bypass all your issues, and set his anointing upon you and use you. Doesn't mean he's approving of you, but he's working with you. If he didn't do that, we wouldn't have very many people. So what he does it while you're under the anointing. He doesn't hold all your stuff accountable because you're growing. Amen. So God has the toddler anointing and he has the teenager anointing and he has the young adult anointing and then he has the anointing of full age. Now, sometimes we never graduate from that. The way we have to graduate is not more anointing. The way you graduate is more image. But more importantly, how do I gain that image? Because if you begin seeing the image of God, looking into the image of God, and then trying to become that image the wrong way, you'll work against God. You'll work against grace. And you'll get into works and you'll have a whole lot of trouble and a whole lot of struggle. Amen? We have to find out how does God want us to restore into the image. Our spirit's been restored, but more importantly, what he did with your spirit is two things. He made it into the God class or the spirit class where you are now born again. Amen? Now I can see the kingdom. He told Nicodemus, unless a man is born again, he cannot see the kingdom. And if you cannot see the kingdom, you cannot obtain the image. Say the image. The image is going to be obtained in this generation. Fully obtained. I started looking into some stuff this morning, and it's hard to blow my mind. I started getting pretty excited. There is a perspective and a light in God that you can only see when you're in Him. Amen. So, how many of you know what needs to change and have tried to change it and have failed miserably? Raise your hand. I mean, but you want to get close to God. You hate the parts of you that hadn't been transformed. Other people around you doesn't like it either. It releases, and then you ask forgiveness. Then it releases again, and then you ask forgiveness, and you go through this whole cycle of, forgive me, for I shall do this again. I will never do it again, and then forgive me, I will never do it again, and you might as well say, forgive me, it'll probably happen again. Because it's a stronghold of the old man imposing its will against the new man. You're trying to change, you're trying to transform, and then make matters worse, you're trying to change. Look, I tried changing a few things about myself a long time, and I got nowhere with it because I didn't understand how the change is brought about, how the transformation. And the more you try to do it, a lot of times the worse it gets. In other words, the more I try to love, I remember one time we all got on our knees. We were very holy. Just getting introduced, concept of love. And okay, Father, teach us to love like this. We're committing to walk in love. And all hell broke out everywhere. It's like praying for patience. God will answer that. I said, why won't you answer everything else? That one you will answer in a heartbeat. You start praying to walk in love, you're going to have plenty of opportunities to walk in love. We made it 3 weeks. But it was still, we were trying to love from a position of the new man that was walking with the old man, and the old man was still exercising dominion over the new man, and we were trying to love from that position, and it just gets kind of miserable. Amen. Furthermore, when you're the preacher or the minister, everyone thinks you're supposed to be the holy one, you know. Well, you're the one up there talking. Just because I had the mic didn't mean I was perfect. I mean, you could say amen to that. But doesn't mean God was working the perfection. What I found out is how He appropriates this image and how He's the ongoing appropriation of this image. And we do it through the power of God, but we have to do this through the wisdom of God. How do we appropriate? We see this image in Christ. Oh, that's Jesus. This is us. But actually, He's our image. Now, He is the one that we are to obtain. We are to walk in the light as He is in the light. We are to walk in union with Him. The Father wants to anoint us the same way He anointed Him. In fact, John 14, 15, 16, 17 was all about the secret of His mantle with the Father. And He was going to get us there with the Father. And Him and the Father were going to come back. And there was going to be a glorious time. And we haven't obtained it yet. So we have image, dominion, multiplication. Amen? And so for dominion to increase, Paul said, I got to show you a more excellent way. So we know that we have to change or we have to obtain the image. There's three major images He's working right now, and I don't think He's going to expand any further than that because there's so much in them. He might, but it's enough to get to obtain that. What I see, the image of rest, say the rest, which is what we call the lily's grace, the epitome of rest. You must obtain. Adam walked in a position of rest. Jesus walked in a position of rest. He showed that very clearly when He stepped into Peter's boat. Peter labored all night. He stepped in, sat down, preached, and then had a 3-year harvest that resulted from in one day. 3-year paycheck. Because that's when they all followed Him. They left their fishing franchise for 3.5 years. He gave it all the money up front. He walked in a different position. He walked in a kingdom of rest when the storm and everybody was all encased into the storm. He was sleeping in the boat because he lived in a different dimension of rest than the other people. He was walking in it. We see the rest. We see it completely in him is the image. We see the life. We see the love. Amen. I'm going to focus more on the tree of life today because I'm eating them all three, but I'm preaching into the tree of life. It is awesome when you eat from all three of them. Man, you're talking about a zinger. How do we obtain this image? What's the God way to obtain it? How do we obtain this image that causes a transformation that creates the platform for dominion? How do we do this? First thing God did, we're born again, we can see the kingdom. That seeing the kingdom is huge because in order to transform in the kingdom, you're going to have to see what it is you're transforming into. That's why in Matthew 6, he said, if your eye be single, your whole body will be full of light. He was talking about the operation of spirit. He says, listen, if your spirit, the eye of your heart, the eye of your faith, the eye that allows you to see the kingdom of God, he says, if that is singularly interwoven, because that word single means to be interwoven into alpha, interwoven like a basket. I use it every single day. I interweave my eye out from the world into Christ. If I be singularly interwoven into Christ, your whole spirit will be full of the light. If your eye be poneris, which is the word they actually interpret as evil, it doesn't mean evil in the sense of evil. If your eye be full of toil, labor, harassment, if your eye is full of that, your whole body is going to be full of toil, labor, and harassment. I'll say like, if you're allowing the circumstance of your life to get into your eye, then your eye is going to be captured by the circumstance, moved by the circumstance, and all that's going to flood into your being. So your being is taken over by toil, labor, harassment, anxiety, constantly shifting and can't settle. You cannot transform and grow in that capacity. You'll have to go through a process of brokenness. You'll have to go through a process of brokenness. Now, I want to say something about brokenness. On the way here, the Lord spoke to me and said something about brokenness. He said, there has to be a level of brokenness with everybody. It has to go through where the old man has to be broken. You can do it God's way. You can do it the hard way. Either way, it's going to happen. Once you get broken and everyone's going to be exercise in some way, fashion, form, and brokenness. I don't want to tell you life's going to be rosy because there's going to be a brokenness. What you do with that brokenness is very important because how many of you have ever been broken? There you go. So once you're broken, here's the capacity. I can't do it. I can't do this. That is actually a very good place to be, but you can't just be there. Because if you get the point, I can't eat it, and I've seen people adopt a whole mindset around it. Well, he's just going to have to do it at this point. I can't do this. He's going to have to do this. And you get to the point where he does, I do nothing. No, you're going to be involved in the process. Amen? Because once you get that position, you're going to have to find out how to now move in to God's way of doing things with your spirit. Now that he's... your old man's been broken off the situation. Your spirit's got to engage. Amen? If your spirit doesn't engage in the process, if you don't cooperate with God, you'll just live in a broken state all the time. And you can have the first church of the broken. And if you get someone who stays in a broken state and does not move into the life phase of it, they can adopt some serious doctrine around that. And their whole life is about dying in Christ, being dead, broken, dying, and how many badges I got of how much. And then all of a sudden you get into warfare mentality of all the stuff I'm going through. Then you start adopting the fact, well, God's going to move big for me today because of all the, you know, bad stuff that's happening to me. No, all the bad stuff's happening because you're too centered into it. You got to get recentered into the glory. Brokenness is only designed to get your old man out of the way so the new man can get fixed into the glory of God. Because we are called not to move from brokenness to brokenness. We're called to move from glory to glory. And if brokenness tells to get out of the way, then get out of the way. But you can't stay there. You got to start moving. How do I move from glory to glory? Because the kingdom of God is always moving. God is about light. Light moves. And God is always about moving forward. Glory to glory. Say glory to glory. First it's death to death, then glory to glory. Amen. God's not going to multiply the wrong thing in you. Believe me, I try to get him to do it. Multiply it, multiply it. He goes, I'm not going to multiply that man. There's no way. Man, you're talking about the damage he can do at a small scale. He can do it on a much greater scale, too. He's got to get the old man out of the way. Amen. But it still goes back to the point, how does God do this? How do we move into this image? What's the most effective way to obtain this image? It's so glorious that every once in a while, you'll be in a service or you'll have an encounter, go to a conference, or learn how to move up into the image of God. You'll start encountering it, and when you encounter, you see. You see the glory of it. You need to start getting that on a daily basis. Amen? He has to get our eye, the eye of our heart, the eye of our faith, it has to get our eye focused into that image. The enemy knows this. He totally knows this. He understands the power of it. So he's going to constantly create a warfare around the eye of your faith, the eye of your heart. He's going to constantly try to recenter it. And God's constantly trying to center it. And the enemy's constantly trying to off-center it. God's bringing it into focus. The enemy's bringing it out of alignment. Alignment, out of alignment. It's a constant thing until you can lock in to a rooted and grounded state where you become immovable. You're not tossed anymore. Once you start moving in that dimension, because I was tossed a lot, but once I start getting moving, I can sit down and stay. It has a staying power that's awesome. Amen? Why does God want to see? Prayer time is not like put my prayer time in. There is an objective there. My objective in prayer used to be how long I prayed. It matters not how long I pray. My objective in prayer now is to obtain. I'm looking to obtain. I've got to get connected. I got to get my eye connected with that power. Because if I can get the eye of my faith, the eye of my heart, that's been forged by the Word, if I can get that eye into an abiding place in Christ, that image is going to release to me. The power of that image is going to release. And when that image releases, it tears down the old. I don't have to tear the old down. It does it for me. It's remarkable how powerful it is. So what I've learned to do in life is I can't do all things, so I'm going to do one thing very well. I'm going to protect this eye. Because if I can protect this eye, I can get it in the right place. If I get it in the right place into the image of Christ, where he is, when he said, where I am, there shall you be also. If I get this eye of my heart, eye of my faith, connected into an abiding position with him, that power of the image of Christ is going to release into me on a daily basis. The rest will release. The love will release, but in particularly the life, because that's what I'm preaching on that. And when the life starts releasing, whoa, it does things to your body. It does things to your soul. It does things to every part of you. It's got a restorative capacity within it that's awesome. It makes you come alive. You eat from this tree. That when he said in him was the life, all through John, that life was threaded, the bread alive. He says, now I've come for this purpose, that you might have life and life more abundantly. Or say it like this, I've come for this purpose, that you might have the image for which you were made in the beginning. And had that image abundantly. I'm carrying your image, is what he said. I'm carrying your image from Adam
I am the last Adam. God made you in our image. You lost it. I'm carrying it. I've come to restore it, and I'm going to teach you how to obtain it in this life. Not just in heaven, we're all obtaining. I'm going to teach you how to obtain it here. And when you obtain it, I'm going to restore the dominion my Father gave you. I am all of this. But I got to teach you. Now you see me. Now you don't. He goes, the world will see me no more. I got to go away. And the world won't see me no more. But you shall. See me. Go to John 14. I want you to see this. It's taken a long time for me to understand this, but I can get it to you very quickly now. If I can get your eye centered and focused, if you don't get your compass fixed, the enemy will move your compass. And now listen to me very carefully. This is very important. There's two things the enemy will do with the compass or the eye of your heart. I call it compass. He'll either move it into his system in the world, eye of the heart. He's going to try to move it to his system that has a lot of toil, distraction. He'll use even the lust of the flesh. He'll use desire, intense desire. You ever just want something and you're just fixed on it all the time? Everything around you is so impacting that when you go into God, you cannot unlock from that. You got an eye problem. Because now the enemy's got your eye. If he's got your eye, he's going to constantly, his position, his purpose is to move you away from the abiding position. Why? So the image doesn't release from it. So he can keep you where you're at. Second place he'll turn our eye is to our old man or to our past. He'll lock your eye down into your past. You're trying to come out, and he pulls you back into who you were or what you did or what you're doing. Actions, reactions, behavior patterns, the guilt, the shame of our past, your present strongholds. He'll try to redirect your eye away from Christ to you, to the old man you. If you're in the middle of a strong man, he's super skilled at doing that. Because if you're in the middle of a stronghold and it's just constantly going, he'll direct you. See, this is who you are. Why? He's directing your eye to your own behavior pattern because he knows you can't change if you look at yourself. He knows that. You can cry crocodile tears, but he knows you can't change if you keep looking, like if you keep looking at the wrong thing. So what God does is he opens a door called grace. He says, come as you are. I don't care what you have. Come. Come. All you that are laboring or heavy laden, come. Come boldly to the throne of grace. You find help, mercy, grace, forgiveness. Like, if you didn't have issues, why would he invite you there to forgive you? He's inviting you and all your issues to the throne of grace. Why? He has to do that. He has to fellowship with you from that position. You've got to bring that. How do I bring my old man to him? I can't even get my eye on him until post throne of grace. Because it's on me. It's on my issues. It's on my stronghold. I'm full of the wrong stuff. My inner man is full of the wrong stuff. My eye. I got to get it unloaded. That's why we teach, go to the throne of grace. So he invites you freely to come boldly to the throne of grace with all of your issues. Which is a glorious thing if you ever learn to do it. Most people want to be like Adam. They want to be Adam. They want to go hide from God when they're separated from him. You have to learn how to approach God in your separation. Because when you're not walking with him, what's the tendency? Hide. Hide. You can hide in church. Thing is, when you walk in the light, you're not hiding. So God says, just come. Come, Adam. Come. Come. First thing I got to do is get you to unload, surrender. We got to get some forgiveness working. God can't even get your eye turned to him until you get to the throne of grace. Because it's on you. It's on the world. It's on the issues. It's on the wrong thing. That's the turning point of the eye. is a throne of grace. You got to get very skilled at unloading that, receiving the forgiveness, and moving on. How do I do this? There's only one word. There's only one way to do this. It's called faith. But what happens, people get stuck in their faith, and then they say, well, this is works. Faith can never be works. You're stuck because there's a reason. You got to get unstuck. Amen? If you're in the mud, you got to get out of the mud. Sometimes you need someone to hook onto your wagon to pull you out. Amen? That's called sozo. Oh, you're stuck. Let me hook onto your wagon and I'll pull you out. Amen? Now, once I can learn to get this eye inspired by revelation into Christ, the purpose ultimately is to get the eye of my heart connected to the vine. Amen? The branch has to connect. It can't sit out here and confess all that it is unconnected. I am the righteousness of God. Yeah, but you got to get that connected. Amen? You do that with the eye of your heart. You do that by beholding in the presence of. Connected. It's actually, believe it or not, this is a form of worship. It's the highest form of worship. The beholding process. Once I can move into this position of beholding what we've learned how to do, whether it's in the Lily's Grace, Tree of Life, faith will begin opening it up. As we go daily, things will start opening. What's happening right now is the Tree of Life is starting to give its image out. I'm starting to see what God's really wanting to do here. I'm starting to see a power in that tree of restorative life that's going to transform us to the degree we'll be a walking image. We'll be walking in the image of God, carrying the life of God. We're going to be like Christ in the earth because he's going to be in us. The way he's going to conquer us is getting our eye connected up into the vine, staying with him through this process of acknowledgement, focus, acknowledgement. And as we do this and we start seeing and beholding, all of a sudden the image starts coming forth. And when the image starts coming forth, you see it. Whatever you see, you can have. But you're not seeing it with these eyes, you're seeing it with this one. Man, I'll tell you something. Oh, but this morning I started seeing the image of life. I started seeing this image, this life manifesting out of us. Being so filled with it that it starts manifesting out just like the Lord. He said, there's no end to this power that you're tapping into. He said, when you first start eating, it's the least of all things you're looking at. Because other things have been occupying that position in you. But as you continue to stay with it and stay with it, what happens? It starts growing. The Bible says it groweth up. And then it starts spreading out great branches. It starts overtaking. The life starts overtaking us until it starts manifest into fullness, full-blown manifestation of glory and grace, light and life. Strength and might, glory, wisdom and discernment, joy and pleasure forevermore. And as you're starting to partake, those fruits begin to overtake. But what happens, your eye starts getting locked in for more and more and more. You're locking into the image for which we were born. That's how he's going to restore it. He's going to restore it. Now go to 2 Corinthians 3, and I'll close with this. 3:18. It'll take you some faith to do it. Once you get going in it, it's an awesome way to live. You can turn anything around. You can exchange. You can start dwelling with him in these things, and things will start building. Amen. Look at verse 12. Seeing then that we have such a hope, we use great plainness of speech, not as Moses would put a veil over his face. The children of Israel could not steadfastly look to the end of that which was abolished. See, they couldn't look. They had to read it with a veil. They couldn't get past the veil. Their minds were blinded, and to this day remaineth the same veil. They couldn't see. You see that? But even unto this day, Moses read, the veils open their heart. Nevertheless, the veil will turn to the Lord, and the veil shall be taken away. This is what happened. We're born again.
He says, now the Lord is that Spirit. Where the Spirit of the Lord, there is liberty. Now we all, with open face, you have something in your spirit that God gave you. It's an eye. It's an open face. It's an unveiled approach to God. But the enemy will constantly put things over that eye. You have to learn to master it. If you don't master it, he'll constantly be resetting that eye for you. He's going to reset your focus and reset your compass. And I'm going to be constantly resetting it every Sunday morning. Amen? Because he's constantly resetting mine. Why? You got to get that thing fixed back. Well, why does it matter anyway? It matters. Because we want to obtain. We're not looking to do church anymore. We're looking to obtain. We want to obtain the high calling of God. We want to obtain the image so we can obtain the dominion everyone's prophesying about. Amen? God is not going to put that kind of dominion on an orphan. He's going to keep them in the Corinthian model. Several as the Holy Spirit wills until they grow up. But God is going to have a people that's going to bear his image in the last days. How are we going to bear that image? With open faith, unveiled. I have an unveiled approach to stand before the Lord and look. See, a lot of people get the wrong impression of what that is. That is not your mind standing in front of him and all this stuff coming at your mind, this glory. That's not the way it works. It's a heart that gets moved to him. And as your heart gets connected, as your heart gets focused, the more you do it, the brighter it gets. It's not as bright in the beginning because you're doing it by faith, but as you stay with it and you get skilled, it starts growing. It starts growing, then it starts captivating you. And once it starts captivating, you start encountering it. And as you start encountering, you start receiving of its power, and then it starts overtaking you. And then it starts overtaking everybody around you. Because the life is not restricted. The life will multiply. Isn't that awesome? So we with unveiled face, beholding in a mirror the glory, the image. He is our image. This is the way we're going to get back to where we were. God's always want to get us back to where we were. Amen. We have to obtain who we are. That's God's work and his purpose. None of this stuff moves God. God set his purpose in. He's going to finish his purpose. Amen. His open face, beholding his mirror, the glory of the Lord, we're changed, we're transformed into the same image from glory to glory. I lived for transformation. I had series on transformations. I had 20 tape series on transformation. All those, he put in the closet somewhere because all of it was subpar to what we're dealing in now. Amen? Because now I understand how it works. We lock in by faith. We stay there until it starts releasing. And when it starts releasing, we start obtaining. When you start eating from that tree, man, what that does. What the love of the Father does with the rest. When you get all three of them together, it's doing something. You have a different demeanor in life. You walk around with a different demeanor. You walk around with a cutting edge eye of faith that's superseding the enemy's environment, what he's trying to throw against you. Your edge, your faith is above it. Do you understand that? You have this edge with God because of this light you're walking in that the enemy cannot supersede where you're at and move you off base. You just stay and you keep going after this, and you're going after glory to glory at that point. You're locked in. Man, those who are locked in understand the power of it. The glory of why? It's all glorious because I'm looking at glory all the time. I'm not looking at trial. I'm not looking at problems. I don't care that nothing's changed. It is changing right here. It's changing right here. And if it changes here, it's going to change out here. Just a matter of time that this is going to overtake that. Amen. The encountering of the glory, the encountering of the joy, the biting into the joy and the pleasure forevermore. Man, when you do it, he opens you up. You start seeing it. I don't know how to explain that facet of it, but when he opens it up, it is addictive. Because he shows you the next realm, the next glory you're seeing is like, God, I have it. Because you're eating now. You're not just sipping, you're eating. And the more you eat, the more you want. It does something to you. Amen? Because when you're eating now, you're ready. You're moving into the position of transformation to sonship through image. We're going to bear the image of life, love, and rest. And God's going to anoint us with dominion. It's going to be glorious. It's happening now. It's not something that's going to happen. It's already happening. The image is already started. Amen. Why? Because we connect. If you disconnect, you live in a place that's so subpar from what God wants. And you'll feel it pretty soon. Amen. Father, thank you. Lord, thank you. Thank you for the glory. Thank you for this life. You came that we'd have life and life more abundantly. The image of Christ is obtainable. We're going to obtain your image in this hour of human history. We're going to walk in your image. You're going to walk in us as your image is going to conquer us completely. I know how to be conquered now. I know how this works. Keep us there with you. Keep us fixed. Keep our eye fixed. Somebody said, this is too hard. It's not. It's not too hard. Anybody that does anything in life, you're going to go through a change process. You're going to learning curve. There's a learning curve with everything. In the natural, there are learning curves. There's a learning curve that happens with everything you do. Most people, if they don't make it through the learning curve, they back out. How much more should we have the learning curve of the kingdom of God? Press through to learn how it works. Because God's not playing favorites here. The more people who do it, the corporate atmosphere of faith will rise. And when the corporate atmosphere of faith shifts, instead of one person, everyone's doing, somebody walks in, the 4-minute mile has been broken. Everybody can break it now. Right? Because it was attainable. It's all obtainable now. Why? Because more are breaking into it. It makes it easier because faith broke the barrier. Faith shattered the ceiling. What was hard becomes easy. Amen? What was a journey in the beginning, everybody can just flow right in. The highways of Zion have been laid down now. Blessed is the man in whose heart is the highways of Zion. When passing through the valley of weeping, he turns it into a wellspring of life. He doesn't stay in the valley of weeping, the valley of brokenness. He turns it to a wellspring of life. These go from strength to strength, and every one of them will appear before God in Zion. Don't lose the highway of Zion. God set that in your heart. You've been given something that's valuable, more greater. All of heaven values it. They all know how powerful it is. Our generation, our little church with a taco stand has been given something. We've been given a compass. God set the highway of Zion into our heart. You don't get that out there everywhere. It's not out there. We have it. Don't lose it. All of heaven is intercession as the cloud of witnesses waiting for the church to obtain. The Lord will not return until his church obtains the fullness of glory. And to do that, we have to obtain the fullness of image. And we are sitting on the recipe. The woman is mixing the measures, getting ready to leaven the whole thing in front of the world. Glory to God. Father, blessed are we in whose heart is the highway of Zion. Put your hand over your heart and say, Father, blessed. Blessed. Am I in whose heart is the highway of Zion? The highway is in me. Glory to God.